Chapter 1. The studio lights beamed strongly down on the activity in the centre of the set, dressed to look like a modern kitchen. The man behind the workstation beat the mixture in a bowl with a vigorous action. He looked up from the task and winked at the audience he knew to be sitting in the darkness beyond the cameras. He could hear a couple of gasps at the gesture and a small ripple of laughter. Quite a few members of the audience had become fans of his, a side effect of fame that he hadn't counted on until it happened, and he hadn't got used to it yet. But he could cope during the shows when they were out there, separated from him by broadcasting paraphernalia and technicians. He had no trouble with the badinage then, the jokey asides as he got on with what he did best. "Don't be afraid to go for it," he said. "Vent your anger and spleen. Give them a good beating." He narrowed his eyes in a suggestive manner and followed up with another wink. His reward came immediately, a few more gasps and noisier laughter from the faithful. He knew they'd be waiting outside when he left. One or two of them had already given him the glad eye, definitely an aspect of celebrity that had come as a surprise. How naive was that? "But careful not to overwhip, or they go runny," he continued. They weren't all avid fans. Many of them were dedicated foodies, and if they thought his cooking advice bad or ambiguous, the letters to the programme soon let him know it. He put down the fork and turned towards the back of the kitchen. "By now you should have it really hot. Your oven, that is." A wave of raucous laughter greeted this sally. He turned back and acknowledged it with a grin. Time to ease up on the innuendo and bring on the cheery boy next door. He moved along to the other end of the workstation. The camera followed him, so the audience at home didn't see his assistants moving in to remove the mixture from the set. He located the relevant camera and smiled into it. Goodness, he was still amazed at how natural all this had become in such a short space of time. Only this morning he had seen that one of the broadsheets described him as a household name. He liked that. Griff Madden.